Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. So I am actually recording this on Tuesday, and today has been a very interesting day for me. As you guys know, last Tuesday, when I recorded just a new intro, I didn't do a new episode because I really was in no condition to do so. And I have to say that, shockingly, this week has been, definitely feels a lot better. And as you can see from the title, I'm going to be talking about what death has taught me and just going on a little reflection type of rant to share my thoughts with you guys. And I did lay my grandmother to rest yesterday, or what is today for me, actually. And today's the 22nd as I'm recording this, but you guys are going to see it on Wednesday, which is the 23rd. And I learned so much, and it has been a very emotional journey, of course, for me. And I had such a great experience I got to cry a lot. And I know this sounds very different, but I actually did my grandmother's makeup. Now, what inspired me to do it, ironically enough, was just a random thought that came in my head, and I kept it to myself. I didn't say anything. And I remember going to the funeral home to see the place that we were going to have the service and everything with my family. And my mom said, well, wouldn't it be nice if you could do, you know, grandma's makeup? For those of you that don't know, I used to be a freelance makeup artist for some of my friends here and there for different occasions and things that they may have. I will do makeup for them, but it's not something that I do as a business any longer for quite some time. And I even remember doing one of my friends' makeup for her pregnancy shoot. That's just a fun fact about me. And I was super honored. And mind you, as this day was approaching, my grandmother had a public viewing and also a private one for the family. So the public one was on Monday, and the private one was on Tuesday, which is today for me. And I had so much anxiety and pain. Honestly, it has been a very rough couple of months for me. I almost feel like it's an extreme purging of every lesson and conclusion I've ever drawn in my life has all of a sudden resurfaced all at the same time, and for no apparent reason. I mean that in every sense of the way, and I have no idea why. And so it has been such a feeling of purging and very, very deep, heavy emotional excavation. But at the same time, I was having some physical symptoms as well. I was having extreme anxiety. I started having chest pain, in my heart, like my heart was actually aching, almost like it was broken. And I have to say, today is the first day that I don't have chest pain. I did have chest pain yesterday. I think I can tell my heart still does feel a little sensitive. I'm not really sure if it's because I've been functional, but super stressed. I mean, probably one of the most stressed that I've ever been. And it's not solely because of my grandmother passing away. There's a bunch of other factors as well. But this was just, if anything, I guess, the, in the words of Mean Girls, the cherry on top of a fantastic year. So it just put a lot of things into perspective for me. But once I got there, I remember going to the funeral home, and I remember Tara was there, and she was like, "Are you ready?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she goes, "All right, come on in." So I went into the place where my grandmother, her casket was and everything, which I picked out. And I wasn't expecting her to be right there. I don't know. For some reason, I thought I was going to go in some sort of basement, and she was going to be in like a gown, like a hospital gown, and that was how it was going to go. But no, she was already dressed in everything, in the casket and all. And initially, of course, like immediately, I started crying because it's just, you know, it's hard to accept that someone is, you're literally never, ever, ever going to see someone again. And, you know, I have lost people before, but this to me was the first time I lost someone that I am really, really close to. So things may have hurt before, like one of my aunts passed away in COVID, and even my other grandma passed away in 2019, but I was so much closer to my other grandmother, and it just really hit very, very different, especially because we were so active in her life. And to think that she passed away a month, exactly 1 month to the day that she was hospitalized. And I remember the doctor, I remember writing, I'm so happy I wrote the caption I did when I was supposed to go live, because it serves as like a reminder for me to track the time that elapsed. Because I remember coming home and being so emotional because the doctor said she has days to weeks left. And I obviously didn't know in hindsight that was going to be exactly a month. I had no idea. But I'm really grateful that I spent a lot of time with my grandmother, and even, you know, hours before she transitioned and everything. And I am super grateful for and celebrate the life that she had. And I'm so blessed because two people that are very close to me buried my grandmother, because they, ironically enough, worked at the cemetery in which she was buried. And so it felt such a blessing that two people that I'm very close to, that I trust in everything, were able to handle the burial of my grandmother as well. So everything just felt so taken care of. And even the funeral directors, they were so warm and inviting. Like, I feel like I bonded with them too. Like, I miss them as well. Like, when Anna was, you know, telling me, like, "Okay, like, I'm gonna go now," I was kind of sad. Like, wait. Like, oh my God, I miss you too. You know, like it was such a great experience. I honestly have to say. So I really am grateful for that. And I have to be very honest with you here. It was definitely painful to see your loved one getting lowered into the ground, and 'cause it makes it so definitive. And that was a bit of an adjustment as well. I remember being at the funeral and thinking to myself, I'm not really ready to let, sorry, it's just a lot for me. I'm not really ready to let her go, in the sense of, wow, she's going to be in the ground. Like, this is the last time I'm ever going to see her. Like, physically ever again. And I also remember, I think my mom telling me that, oh, we're going to spend Thanksgiving this time with Grandma. We're going to go to her house instead. And so initially I was sad because I'm thinking, oh man, like my grandma didn't even make it to Thanksgiving. And it's this week. And so that was a bit of an adjustment, but let's just get right into the things that I've learned about what death has taught me. So one thing that death has taught me is the power of presence, because life goes by so fast, and being present and intentional with your time is so valuable. I'm telling you, you cannot possibly understand this until you go through it. Like, you can hear it all you want. This is not the first time. Nothing I said in that statement was groundbreaking. You can only understand if you go through it that every single moment does matter, especially when it comes to a sick loved one. And it's just so interesting to me how spending quality time with someone leaves you, how rich it makes you feel. Because even when it comes to our health, you know, something happening in our lives where we have a sudden health crisis or something like that, everything that you think is so important just doesn't matter anymore. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. If there's any sort of crisis or emergency, that takes center stage. Nothing else matters. And it's so interesting to me because the things that we really think we have to get done, all these different things, they don't. And if you even reflect back in COVID, we had all of our lives. I mean, I remember up until COVID, things felt like they were on speed for me. So I was probably one of the few people that actually initially really enjoyed COVID because it slowed life down for me so much that I felt like I could finally breathe. I was able to sleep endlessly the way that I wanted. I didn't feel like I was on go, 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 go mode like all the time. And I'm sure many of you can relate to this as well. But everything that you think matters, you see that it really doesn't when something happens. And I think that's something so important to think about. Because here I am, I'm like, oh man, I still have to function. You know, I have to do my podcast, all these different things, and still produce. And I'm so proud of myself because even though I feel the way that I feel, I've still been able to get things done here and there, especially with my podcast. I can't just not do it and not upload. So even if for the first time, literally in over 2.5 years, I repurposed an episode, I needed to do it because I simply could not function. I was not able to vocalize, verbalize anything at all. And I really want you guys to consider that the power of your presence, what makes you feel alive, the connection you have with people around you is so invaluable. I also learned about the power of God and how healing that is. You know, I remember my grandmother was in the hospital and she was in this trance-like state. I have a video of it. I have a lot of videos and everything. And my grandmother is from Jamaica. And she said, oh my gosh, I've never been so happy in my life. I'm in Jamaica. Nothing can make me feel any happier than I am right now. And it's so interesting because when she left the hospital, she still has this memory as though she was in Jamaica. And she wasn't. She was in the hospital. And I realized in that moment that she was seeing like glimpses of heaven. And I remember her saying to me, there's a man that keeps coming here. And every time I reach for him, he disappears. Look, look, he's here right now. I said, Grandma, like she was like in and out of this sort of state. And that's when I knew, I'm like, oh my God. And if you guys only saw how happy she was so happy. And she said things to me like, I'm okay. You can let me go. I'm fine. I don't want you guys to worry about me. And I'm always going to be with you. I remember her saying those words to me. And so in hindsight, of course, naturally, I'm sad, right? But I feel so at peace. I do. I feel at peace that my grandmother is in a better place. And that the last thing that I said to her was I loved her. I'm happy about that. And I don't have any regrets. It's just uncomfortable for me right now because, you know, her earthly vehicle is no longer with us. And that's all that it is. And I know that it's a peaceful thing. You know, we did expect this to happen. We obviously didn't know when. And I was very confused, to be very honest with you, because there was a point in time where I thought, oh, surely we have a lot more time left, because my grandmother she became like very feisty, back to her old self. And she was, you know, like very, very, she's a very spicy person with a very fiery personality. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, she's definitely going to get better and everything. So you can imagine my shock when, last Sunday, I remember going to see her and I wrote my god sister and I said, my grandmother is not responsive. And I said, whatever, I'm not gonna like get too worked up about it. I remember I said, hi grandma, and she was so unresponsive. The only thing that came out of her mouth was she said, oh my god. That was it. And we were there for like 3 hours. That's it. That's all she said. That's the last thing I heard her say was, oh my god. And I said, grandma, can you just lift your finger? She couldn't, you know, everything was shutting down. And I know my mom, her biggest fear was, okay, I don't want grandma to pass away overnight. And so I am happy that my grandmother gave us a full day. And the next day, which was Monday, when my grandma passed away on the 14th, around like 10 at night, her aide left around 8 p.m. She was alive. And then an hour and change later or so, my aunt came into the room to go check on her, and she peacefully passed away. And I actually didn't know until Tuesday. I didn't know immediately when it happened because my mom didn't want to upset me. She wanted me to be able to, you know, sleep since it happened at night. And so when I found out, I was shocked to hear it, believe it or not, even though I guess I kind of just forgot what the doctor said for some reason. But the power of God is so important because it has been so healing and really allowed me to have a peace that does pass all understanding. I mean, especially for my mother. I mean, my mother has been so incredible, so strong. My entire family that I spent time with today, I love them so much. And it was such a phenomenal experience that we had. And I believe that God is so powerful and really, really helps to heal every situation and give you peace in situations that you would not expect to have peace in, things that you think would break you and shake you and all these things. He gives you such a fresh perspective. And again, only He can provide us with that peace that passes all understanding. And this also makes me think about the power of perspective and acceptance, because death really does shift our perspective on a lot of things. Back to what I was saying, when you think the things that you think are so important all of a sudden fall by the wayside when you have a health crisis or, you know, a death that comes into your life. It really just forces you to look at life so different. And in hindsight, me being 28 years old, I'm thinking to myself, I'm grateful that I'm mature enough to accept and understand what this is here to teach me. That in this painful moment that's temporary, that there is light at the end of the tunnel, that there is a rainbow after the storm, in that you have to be like a mountain. And when you, if you think of yourself like a mountain and there are and your life's situations, trials, tribulations are like weather around you, and you have to be like a mountain, strong and resilient and unmovable while you endure life's storms. And I think it's so important for us to slow down and pay attention. Don't miss the moment whenever things happen to you, or for you, I should say, to reflect and to be present. And even with acceptance of things, sometimes things are hard to accept and you're just in denial. But you can't move forward if you don't accept things. That's what I want you guys to understand. No matter how painful situations are for you, you can't move on until you accept them. You can't change what you don't acknowledge. And that goes for anything in life. And speaking of that, that reminds me that nothing lasts forever. And it's both breathtaking and also heartbreaking. Nothing really lasts forever. People, things, situations, trials, tribulations, nothing lasts forever. And so, to me, this is all connected. How you spend your time, who you spend your time with, the intentionality. Life is so fleeting. It really, really is. 10 years from now may seem like such a long time away for you. But it's not. It's not. 21, I remember when I was 21 years old, and I'm thinking, well, wow, how did we end up here? Next thing I was 21, then I was 25, now I'm 28. And it's like, slow down. What is happening? It's life. And it's just so, so important. I want to encourage you guys to do things that make you feel alive. Do things that force you to be present. Experiences are so important. The power of love is so important. Your friends, your family, finding a tribe that truly, truly loves you. There is nothing more healing than love. There's nothing more healing than love. I watched this show, which, oh my goodness, is so good, on Netflix, called Dead to Me. And that show is, the best way I can describe it is, it's oddly satirical, but also sad at the same time, and really, really great in terms of, it teaches you a lot about valuable lessons. I really highly recommend. It's Christina Applegate, and I don't remember the other main character's name. I think her name is Linda something, but it is such a great show, and it really touches on the themes of compassion and forgiveness and doing the right thing and being honest and genuine and all these things that it's just so important to live a life that's fulfilling. And let this serve as encouragement to you guys that it is so important to live your life with intentionality, or intention, I should say. It's so important to understand that family is so valuable. It is. And I know that does not mean that everyone maybe comes from a great family, or maybe everyone's not close with their family. And if that is the case, I pray that you do have friends, your chosen family that you can rely on. And if you don't have that either, we're all never truly alone. We all have God on our side. We can pray to ask him to lead us and direct us in the right paths, that we can cross paths with people that we can connect with authentically, genuinely. You can pray for that. And I really just want you guys to think of that. And I am so grateful even for you guys' support. I'm so thankful for all of the love that you guys have sent me, the love, the light, the positivity, the condolences. So greatly appreciated. I go into my inbox every day and I answer a bunch of questions. And it's just so many different things. I feel like I'm learning at the same time right now. It's like grieving, but I also understand that life goes on. But at the same time, and when I say life goes on, I mean other obligations and things that need to be done. At the same time, I have the understanding that it's important to honor your feelings. And that is something that I feel like I'm doing very, very well, is honoring how I feel, giving myself space. So I will literally plan in time when I'm letting myself cry. I don't sit and sulk. I make sure I literally plan it all out. So I know, okay, I'm getting things done, and I also get to be a mess and just brain dump and be able to grieve in the way that I want to. But I still need to show up for me, because that's self-love. And I need to show up for you guys, because I've also learned that this is not something that's about me. My platforms, I don't look at as about me. My purpose has been really, really ignited, and I had this revelation that it really is not about me. My message, things that flow through me, ideas that come through me from God, and that's my source. It allows me to show up for you guys, because I understand that what is said needs to reach you guys. And it's bigger than me. It's bigger than me. And so I just want to say to you guys that I love you so much. And I thank you for supporting this and for listening to me and for all of you guys' support. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. And I hope that this serves as encouragement for you guys, that you have to remember that love is all around you. Life is really about perspective. Be intentional with who you spend your time with, how you spend your time, because tomorrow truly isn't promised. And it's so important. It kind of reminds me of when I was at the gym many, many years ago when I first started getting into fitness. And I remember this older gentleman, probably in his late 70s. He was like, "I understand you guys are lifting all these weights and stuff." And I was actually in the yoga room. I was never really a weightlifter. That's not really my thing. I'm more of like a Pilates, bar, cardio, HIIT training type of girl. I love anything to do with classes and things like that. Strength training specifically and lifting will never be my thing. It's just not for me. But anyways, he said, if there's one thing that I wish I would have known, is that I need to stretch. And I remember at the time I was so young, must have been 20, 21 years old. And I was thinking, what is he even talking about? Like, stretching is what you wish you learned. And I just remember it sounding so foreign to me at the time. And as I've gotten older, many, many people have shared the same sentiment that are also a lot older. And as I have gotten into different activities, like me getting more into Pilates, I didn't realize that I was doing Pilates. Since I was 21, I would always do Blogilates and things like that. And she actually was a Pilates teacher. But then I started recently in the past like 2.5 years doing Pilates on the Reformer, which is one of my favorites. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, that guy was right. And it has never left my mind. Majority of women that are in my Pilates classes are way older than me, okay? Way, way, way older than me. And I'm thinking, wait a second, here I am in my 20s starting this. And, or I must have actually been doing it for more than 2 years now that I'm thinking about it. I think I've been doing Pilates on the Reformer for about 4 years now, actually. Whoops. And it's just crazy to me to see that this was actually right. I'm one of the youngest people there, and all I'm thinking is, I'm getting ahead of this. Women lose their balance naturally after 30 years old. And you always want to, I know this is a sidebar, but you want to make sure that you are strengthening your pelvic floor muscles, especially because after babies and, you know, pregnancy and that sort of thing, sometimes it can weaken those muscles and things like that, based on what I've read and based on what, you know, some of my friends that are already mommies have shared with me. So that's just fun food for thought. But anyways, I hope you angels have enjoyed this episode. I love you guys so much. Thank you for bearing with me in this very, very difficult time. And I'm just grateful that I could show up and that I could speak. So I hope that this encouraged you guys. I hope it makes sense. And I'll speak to you, beautiful angels, in my next episode. Mwah.